96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. As the Farm Bill was extended for one more year, Wisconsin farmers are able to access benefits and programs. But for years, advocates say it needs updates, not extensions. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
It's meant to be updated every 5 years to reflect current prices, priorities, and challenges. The last time it got those updates was in 2018. In that same time frame, Wisconsin has lost at least 10% of its farms, many of them small family-owned operations. But instead of updating language and funding, Congress has simply extended it all at 2018 prices and standards. Mike Lavender of the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition says conditions are vastly different for farmers these days, including increasing climate threats and supply chain problems.
We all know issues in rural communities, farm country, urban communities. We have to have those conversations in the context of a full farm bill because that's how important they are. We have to give them that time, and these year extensions do not give us the space to do that.
Before the government shutdown in the fall, the White House was considering a farmer bailout package, as it did in the first Trump administration, to counteract the impacts of tariffs. Lavender says there are plenty of short-term needs, but he feels those solutions must be guided by long-term thinking to keep farmers on their land now and in the future.
We have to be thinking about making sure we have a farm safety net that works for everyone. And I think we have a farm safety net that works for a lot of people, but I think there's improvements that we could make.
As we head into 2026, many farmers could be hit by huge health insurance premiums. Many of them rely on plans they buy on the marketplace through the Affordable Care Act, and many of them get subsidies. That's according to the Institute for Agriculture and Trade Policy. Democrats fought for these subsidies during the shutdown, but Republicans wouldn't commit to extending them. They now say they're seeking alternative fixes.
State lawmakers will consider legislation to make statewide ballot referendum questions clearer for voters. The proposed bill would require the nonpartisan Legislative Reference Bureau to provide a plain language summary of any statewide ballot referendum question, ensuring voters know exactly what a yes vote or no vote would do without being confused by technical language. The Attorney General is currently responsible for preparing explanations of each question, which can't be written in a way where a no vote approves a referendum and a yes vote rejects it. If passed into law, the bill would remove that responsibility from the Attorney General and require the Legislative Reference Bureau to draft both the referendum and explainers. The bill was written by Republican state lawmakers and has support from voting rights groups like the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign and League of Women Voters. In recent years, statewide referendums have been used by Republican lawmakers seeking to circumvent vetoes by Governor Tony Evers. As Wisconsinites try to keep up on their New Year's resolutions, the Better Business Bureau is offering some tips for those setting financial goals this year. According to a press release from the organization, uncertainty with the economy is leading to many to reconsider their long-term financial footing. While some may be just considering smaller spending changes, others may be reassessing their savings and retirement timelines. The Better Business Bureau is hoping their tips can help people maintain their financial goals. One of the best ways to manage your finances is to set specific financial goals and start budgeting. To save money in other places, you can inventory your credit cards to avoid high interest rates, reconsider subscriptions or memberships that aren't being used often enough, and plan ahead for larger expenses like vacations or home repairs. For those looking to make some extra money, the Better Business Bureau offers resources on freelancing or side jobs. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has confirmed the first case of chronic wasting disease in a wild deer in Clark County. The deer was a hunter-harvested adult doe, and DNR officials say it was not harvested within 10 miles of any neighboring county. Because of the detection, Clark County's existing baiting and feeding ban will now be extended for another 3 years. Under state law, counties with a confirmed case must enforce a 3-year baiting and feeding ban, and nearby counties may face a shorter ban if the case is found close to county lines. Since the deer was not harvested near a county line, mind, no additional counties will be impacted by the baiting and feeding ban. More information regarding baiting and feeding regulations is available on the DNR's baiting and feeding webpage. Spooner School's Community Education and Shell Lake Community Programs are hosting a Spooner Alumni Highlight event to focus on the growing need for sports officials in the area. The event will take place on January 12th at 5 p.m. in the Spooner High School Media Center and is free to attend. According to the Spooner School District's Facebook page, our local communities are currently short on referees and umpires, impacting games across our conference and neighboring conferences. Spooner alumni Karen Sorensen and Steve Clay will share their experiences officiating basketball, softball, and volleyball, and talk about how to get started and why officiating matters. Community members, parents, former athletes, and college students home on winter break are encouraged to attend. You can register by emailing Janine McNulty at mcnultyjan@spooner.k12.wi.us. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's hoops, Wisconsin hosts UCLA in another Big Ten matchup tonight in Madison at the Kohl Center. The Badgers with a record of 9-5 coming off that loss to number 5th ranked Purdue. The Bruins are 10-4. A nice win for UW Green Bay. They beat the UWM Panthers 79-76 at the Cress Events Center in Green Bay. Green Bay Phoenix head coach Doug Gottlieb.
Well, we're starting a more offensive-based lineup. Like, I like us to take a couple more threes. We're turning a couple down, but we got the right guys taking them, and they did a good job of defending it. It's so much easier than the other way. We were starting more of a defensive group up until the Fort Wayne game. This gives us five scorers. Got five guys. You can pick your poison, right? It makes you look like a really, really good coach when you coach from ahead.
NFL, the Packers holding practice on a short week. They'll face the Bears Saturday night at 7 in Chicago in the wild card round of the playoffs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is very icy out there this morning. We have some fog, some freezing fog, some freezing drizzle, and that's going to be the case here through this morning and into this afternoon. Our high today, 33. It's going to stay cloudy all day. Tonight, down to 18. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.